Blog Talk Radio.
Coalition of Women of Color and Construction. We are broadcasting live from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and today is June 17, 2009, 5:30 a.m. We have a different lineup, as always, trying to completely provide different avenues for our member listeners into the show and providing each one of our various members opportunities to talk about some of their products and their business strategies and all. And so today we were very happy to have recruited a very, very strong Ireland woman from Ireland, and she presently lives here. And she is a new member of the coalition. If everyone is looking at the site, you'll see that the description and the topic for today is Women Are Changing the Face of Contracting. New member Joanne Colbert of 610 is a new company with a nanotechnology industry with a strong knowledge-based management team, having a combined of 12 years' experience in the industry since incorporated in 2007. The company is designed to meet the growing demand for this technology within both the United States and the United Kingdom. The products are offered by companies are photocatalytic. I'm gonna have pronounced that one day, but at any rate, we want to thank her for we was able to meet with her and open up a whole different broad based of opportunities that are been presented itself. And I've done a little bit of research regarding nanotechnology. There's a huge budget in 2010, about approximately $1.6 billion of national nanotechnology initiative, reflecting growth in NNI investments. So that's something that's very important to understand, that also the President of the United States has his seal on this. And so within that, that tells you a lot, that he is moving quickly. This is a part of the change that is coming. I want to welcome Ms. Joanne Colbert to the call. Joanne, thank you. Welcome to the call today.
Thank you. I appreciate you asking me to come on.
Okay. I certainly was overwhelmed. I needed to have gotten an architect involved in talking with you guys. But I noticed that the products that you all, the position that you all have taken is something not totally new to the world, just to the United States. Basically, we're behind. This technology is something that's been...
Unfortunately, Karima, that's exactly right. This technology is known and prevalent in all of the continents except the United States. We've had some challenges with the EPA, and the product that makes this happen is titanium dioxide. Titanium dioxide's in lipstick, it's in sunscreen, it's in a multitude of products. But it's never been offered in this format. So instead of embracing it, everybody goes, nope, don't know what that is, don't know what that is for sure. However, I will say something. The green movement in the United States has happened faster than any other continent. So they may have been the last one to jump on to the Kyoto Protocol,
okay,
but they are by far the fastest ones that are incorporating this concept and running with it. I mean, it's national now.
And tell us a little bit about 610 Corp, Inc. You have you're the majority partner, but you have another partner as well, right?
Yes, I do. My partner, Michael Parks, and I have been involved in nanotechnology, this type of nanotechnology, for about 12 years between us. And we met through a German company, and they had a similar type product. And I think Mike and I connected at that time because we saw the potential. We saw the potential that this can do. Mm-hmm. This product can actually clean the air. It works the same way that deciduous trees clean the air, through photocatalysis. And trees do it through photosynthesis, meaning they take light and oxygen and clean up all the carbon and nitrous oxides and sulfur oxides in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And this works with sunlight and oxygen, and it turns VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds, NOx, nitrous oxides, and SOx, sulfur oxides, which are depleting our ozone, and turn them into a very mild derivative of carbon dioxide and basically cleaning the air like a tree does.
The 610 product, from my understanding, listening and talking with you, getting myself more wrapped around this, this product, you mentioned the German company. This product actually was used inside this German company as well.
Well, yeah, the German company actually, they embraced this. You know, I've always said the Germans advanced the world in technology. The Italians advanced the world in design. And you have the Americans who encompass the world in customer service, let's say. So we have this service, and you marry those three together, and you have an incredible product. Theirs was baked into their ceramic product that they had. And once it was baked, a tile became antimicrobial. It became hydrophilic, and it just cleaned itself in the rain. Now our product is a derivative of that, meaning that you don't need to bake it on. You can apply it cold. You can spray it on to any and most surfaces, indoors and outdoors. It only needs light. It doesn't need sunlight. It just needs light to become active. And then you have a room that will then clean itself, that is continuously recycling and cleaning the air indoors. And it's great for LEED certification because it gets you innovation points. It gets you points for air quality, indoor and out. It gets you water conservation because you're no longer cleaning with harsh chemicals. You don't need to do that anymore.
The one thing that I meant that you mentioned was that it could go into all sorts of applications, one being tile, another being concrete as well.
Yep.
And that would help continue the cleaning, I guess, or how does that, what does that application do for concrete?
Again, I hate to say this, Karima, but in Europe, it's quite commonplace to have what they call self-cleaning concrete now. And that means that it has a form of titanium dioxide mixed into the concrete. Therefore, whenever you have black algae that grows and moss and green algae and different types of pollutants that over time you have this beautiful white poured concrete and it becomes dirty. When you have this additive into the concrete, the rain and the sunlight will actually keep the building clean. It washes away the dirt. So you don't have maintenance costs. You know, if you have to typically clean a building every 4 to 5 years, now you're down to once every 15 years.
They used this particular product at the Jubilee Church in Rome, I see.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
And there's also some test models going on throughout the United States as well.
That's correct. One huge win for our industry right now in the United States is the L.A. Port Authority as well as the L.A. Community College.
Mm-hmm.
They've done some studies, which anybody is welcome to visit our website and or request from you, and we'll pass on this information. But they have agreed to coat all of the Port Authority buildings and an L.A. Community College because this is actually going to have such an effect that it's going to start cleaning the air and help reduce the smog in L.A.
Mm.
In addition to that, it's also going to prevent the weathering at the port by the seawater, which is a big challenge.
Of course.
So you have a product that you're spraying on a building, and you're protecting it from the erosion of the sea.
Mm-hmm.
It's cleaning itself. It's cleaning the air and helping to remove some of the smog and pollution, which we have, you know, documented data and everything for. And I personally, I believe, you know, the U.S. in 10 or 15 years is going to be very similar to Japan, where if you go to a dry cleaner, they ask you, do you want a treated garment or an untreated garment? Or do you live in a treated building or an untreated building? We have test data to show of a hospital in Japan where they coated half of a ward and they left the other half of a emergency room ward uncoated. And they test it for the flu virus that comes through every year. Okay? So they started studying the amount of patients. In the treated side where the walls and the fabrics and the ceilings had been treated and coated with this here, they had less than 1% of the flu attack the patients who were coming in and out of the, or air, they call it airborne viruses, meaning the flu and influenza, than their usual 12% in the untreated side. That's huge, Karima.
It becomes a part of what I see is this material becomes a it decomposes organic materials that
that's correct
on the foul surfaces, and then I guess
mm-hmm.
compounds are affected that might be included, like with soot and grime and all those are like biological orgasms that kind
mm-hmm.
of transmit
mm-hmm.
mold and algae and bacteria and all the airborne.
TiO2 cleaners are more powerful than bleach. The U.S. still believes that the best way to clean anything is through bleach.
Well,
and that's not true.
You heard me. You heard me at dinner. My mother
yes.
raised us in Clorox.
Right. You're talking to a Clorox girl. If I don't walk in smelling it, then it's not clean.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I totally get you. I absolutely am with you 100%. Until you see what bleaching does, you know, because you still have to go back and clean again.
Yeah, I understand now that
right.
It actually freezes the bacteria.
Bleach freezes a bacteria.
That's all.
Whereas a titanium, a photocatalytic cleaner actually destroys the bacteria because the nanoparticles are so small. Now remember, if you think of a dust mite and then you go down to one DNA strand, okay, so if you keep going smaller and smaller and then you get to a DNA, a nano is smaller than a DNA.
Yeah.
Okay? So they go in and they actually break the cell membrane of a bacteria cell. And then the cytoplasm inside of that comes out and the cell is destroyed, as opposed to being frozen in a bleach or chlorine solution to then come back to life and start multiplying again and growing. And that's what they think, well, you've killed it. You don't actually kill it. You freeze it.
You freeze it until,
yeah.
until it
comes back and it divides.
It lays dormant.
Yeah, it just lays dormant. That's exactly right. And, you know, by the way, the fumes that we're breathing in off of that, they're not pleasant.
Yeah, you can't tell my mother that. I swear you better.
Oh, I know. I know.
She'll raise the. Let's talk about something that I found to be very, very interesting with the National Nanotechnology Initiative. This
mm-hmm.
is a part of Barack Obama's 2010
yes.
budget. It's $1.6
yes.
billion. Dollars. $6 billion has been allocated
mm-hmm.
for this particular level of,
right.
I call it biochemical warfare. I think it would knock down, really, it would actually eliminate a lot of different things. I think you and I discussed if they had treated the tunnel in which that happened in Japan. With
absolutely.
The chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to us for a second.
Well, remember what we said. Now, a coated surface is activated by light. Okay, so what's happening is the lights in there would have been shining, and the surfaces would, as the air is moved across the surface, it gets neutralized.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those, the chemical that was released in there would have been just treated like the movement of air over a clean surface, and those nanoparticles would have dissolved the volatile and those deadly compounds that happened. But, you know, some other interesting studies
about... But it would
have
been like a point of entrainment. It would have been an entrainment related scenario when they release this particular biochemical in the air.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been like it retained it or some sort.
Wouldn't have actually retained it. What it did is it would have neutralized it a whole lot quicker than regular air. What they had to do is get everybody out, and then, you know, air and oxygen in there will dissolve this then. The biowarfare comes, it lands, and it eventually gets dissolved. This product would have dissolved it quicker, would have broken it down quicker.
I wonder why they had not, and they created the product, right? Japan.
The Japanese, yes. The actual product was invented by mistake. Kind of like, hey, it's like the 3M, you know, and our little stickers there that are, what do you call those little post-it notes? That
right.
was a mistake. Yep, this is the same thing. We were trying. The company was trying to come up with an answer to Verrouillen Bach's Lotus Effect, which is similar to the effects of Scotchgard. If you think of Scotchgard, if you spray Scotchgard on something, water beads up, right, and forms these little balls. Well, what happens is dirt sticks to the outside of those little balls. That's why on your shower doors you get little circles, or hard water stains are usually in little circles. Okay, that's the water gripping. So what they did is they wanted to make a surface that would sheet down instead of... instead of forming those balls. So that's the hydrophilic properties of this. Well, whenever they were doing that, and then they realized, well, wait a minute, if we're sheeting off all of this stuff, it's actually sheeting off all the dirt.
Right.
And now, wait a minute, if we do that, why don't we put some titanium in there so the dirt that we do sheet off is being neutralized, and boom, there you go.
You know, it's interesting that
I think you and I should have invented it, Karima. I mean, I, you know, after the fact, hindsight's 20/20 vision.
Yeah, I would have not been bleached to death when I was growing up cleaning up the bathroom and being beat. You know, I was just looking at it. It's one thing that we were pointing out just a moment ago is that the government, especially Barack Obama, is such a, you know, I think he probably should did some of his studies over in Europe, because he came in and he has executed this nanotechnology research and development under several federal agencies, and he has put in place several of these agencies to pursue to support the NNI during 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I mean, he has it pretty much circumvented with the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, Homeland Security, which Department of Justice, DOT, EPA, Forest and Agriculture, NASA.
Well,
NIOSHI, which is the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health. I guess that's past OSHA.
Yeah, well,
and a
you
few
know,
others. National Science Foundation. I mean, this list gets longer. Food and Drug Administration. Could this be something?
Absolutely, absolutely. This here has been, and I mean, you can't really quote me on this, but this is some of the things that I've learned over the years working with the nanoscientists when we're doing our research for in the building construction field, is they're actually trying to use this for cancer research, that this will kill cancer cells.
It makes sense, too.
It makes sense. If it's killing other organic, it has to kill these viruses. It is 99.9%, it's just like bleach, okay,
right,
effective against the MRSA virus and the norovirus. This is huge. So if you take the time and coat, you know, cruise ships, one flu on a cruise ship wipes out the entire thing. They can't afford for this to happen. A school, I mean, they had that MRSA virus. You could have coated that school and really cut down drastically the effects. But what they're doing, yes, it is across the board. Actually, 610 is very proud to say we have a NASA building that we are actually coding for NASA with our product.
Your company, 610, let's talk about that in the next few minutes.
Okay.
You are going to be providing green jobs, entrepreneurship development,
yes,
and a variety of opportunities, not just for jobs, careers, and business opportunities, but you'll also be providing a lot of social change, which I was excited about you joining, and wanted to tell everyone to welcome you to the coalition officially. Your other business, I know 610 is a baby that's being born, but you know, to me, I was excited about you. I'm like, cool,
right,
I'm bigger now. But you're especially in DeKalb County, you in the state of Georgia, you have a tremendous opportunity to do so much. Let a couple of people know exactly what one of your strategies are. When I talked about being able for individuals to possibly be able to market this product and
absolutely
labeling, product and branding,
mm-hmm,
and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I mean, I appreciate the opportunity to brag about what we're going to be doing with 610. 610 is going to be bringing to market their product, and we are offering it out to small business owners who can have this in their own arena. You know, it's such a multifaceted product, right? It has so many applications. We know that we can't do it all, and an integral part of Mike and I's vision was we wanted to create a company where everybody succeeds. And within that, we mean we want to give people, if you have an idea for this product and it's there, here, take it, run with it, let's do it. Let us back you, we'll help you do whatever we can. If you want to form a company that works, you know, solely within the green sector, let's do it. Let's just get out there. In today's economy, people need good news, Karima. Okay,
yeah.
They need good news. They need to know that the world is not coming to an end. We're just shifting how we do business. Okay? You cannot run it like your mama did, like your daddy did. This is not these times, okay?
Yes.
And if you don't have the stomach, you got to move over and let somebody that does have the stomach get out there and do this. But we have so many opportunities.
This is for real women, baby.
Yes.
I love it.
So many opportunities right now within this. You're like, what do you want to do? Okay, you know, yes, here, honey, take it, run with it.
Yes.
And that's what we're trying to do. So we have a product for retail sale.
Right.
That we hope somebody will come on with. We have a product that is going to be offered through distributorships. We have an entrepreneurial program in-house that you come, you have your idea, we'll help you, and you bring it out to market. And, of course, we have our what we call the A&D, architectural design, meaning we're covering the whole building and, you know, industry with this.
Okay, and I see that you also have, you said that Tyman and Growth have been this market, capitalizing on green markets in the U.S. That capitalization is social capitalization and human capitalization. I saw that.
That's right.
That more engaging, more so in a thought process of each one, teach one. You know, you can.
Yes.
You know, you have a challenge with the folks at the top. I can say this, nobody else probably can, but they don't want to see the truth because they want us to stay dormant in the past. And so we're here for change. We're taking the lead as women and changing the face of contracting. Can you let everybody know your website and the contact way of a contact for you?
Sure. Our website is www.1-corp.com, and that's 610-corp.com. And if you go on there, there is information, and you know, you can do whatever.
Okay, we're gonna
go on there. Contact. You want my? I can give you a phone number where you can reach me at my office or speak to my people. That is, oh gosh, Karima, I'm so sorry. 770-517-3835. Just call that number and ask for Joanne, and I will gladly get with you. Or they can always, you know, contact you, Karima, and forward it on to me as well. But I would encourage you, visit the website, because there's so much information there. It tells you, because a lot of people go, especially those old fogies that, you know, they want us to do business their way, they go, that doesn't work. Say, yes, I know that. And I know that you said you can't say, but I will share something with you as a woman, number one. You know, I was married to a man, and that man was, you know, we were convinced that the world was coming to end on Y2K, and I said, honey, you're showing your age. But I meant to say is you're showing your age and your sex, because it didn't come to an end. The world is not over. It is filled with potential, and we're just going, it's like vinyl records are bleach, and nobody hears of them anymore. My children aren't going to clean with bleach. They're going to clean with a TITO product.
Yeah, I guess your kid said, and I only have about one minute left in the show, but I guess she said, one of your kids said that, oh, look, one side is, it was raining hard and it was clear.
That's right. Oh, Mommy, look, the coated side's clean. I'm like, I know, baby. Look at that. See? Yes. That's it. That's shining at us.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And
that's what our kids will know. That's all this is. It's just a cleansing of getting rid of some of those, you know, and leading the way for new people.
I certainly appreciate
I thank you so much. It's wonderful.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank our new member, Ms. Joanne Colbert, and coming aboard with the coalition and bringing in such a tremendous opportunity. And we're going to close out the show with Destiny Muhammad with Grace.
And calling, and the voice of all good tidings. I am the sound of angels' laughter across the moonlight bay. I am all you'll ever need. I am the wisdom of all elders. I'm the wonder in a child's eyes. I am a cool and gentle breeze on a warm summer's day. I am the blessing you seek. Seek my face. I'm all you will ever need. All you ever
grace so sustained.